In this episode of the On Wonder podcast, we're joined by Karanveer Singh, who is an AAC user, and by two special guests, his mother, KP Singh, and his friend and longtime occupational therapist, Rose Roscoe. Welcome to the On Wonder podcast. I'm Sarah Kinsella.
And I'm Brenda Del Monte.
And today we're joined by Karanveer Singh and his mother, KP. And they are just getting back recently from the ATIA conference in Florida, where Karanveer was the recipient of the PRC Distinguished Lecturer Award. I'm not sure if I said that title correctly, Karanveer, but I know you guys had quite a trip. How did it go? How was the conference?
It was extremely fun, and I made some new connections.
Yeah, that's what I would say about ATIA as well. Extremely fun, and I made new connections. I think that sums it up. Let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and the languages spoken in your home, and just tell us a little bit about who you are.
My name is Karanveer Singh, also known as Handsome Jad, and I'm excited to join this podcast today. I love to see a smile. I have one that never goes off my face. I love to watch people do random stuff, then laugh at them when they can't get things done the right way.
Well, a sense of humor is required for sure. Where was Karanveer born?
He born in Redmond, Bellevue.
Bellevue, Washington?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So have you always lived in the U.S.?
Yes. I came here in 92.
Okay.
Karanveer, I understand that you spent time in India as a child?
Yeah.
And what was that like? Did you have your device at the time? Did you have your power chair? Did you have any equipment, or what was that like?
I didn't have anything over there.
So did people carry you, or how did you get around? How did you communicate? What was that like?
Yeah, my parents carried me.
Okay.
Wow. KP, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, when we was in India, he don't have any wheelchair, and he don't have nothing, so we just carry him everywhere, and we give him bath, to lay him down in the bathroom and give him bath, and he used the facial expression to say yes or no, and he used the phone, and he play with the phone, with the nose and chin, and with his tongue. So sometimes he
iPod.
iPod. He uses iPod. Yes, he uses chin and his nose.
What language was spoken in India?
We spoke Punjabi in India.
And do you speak that in your home as well?
Yes.
Okay. So Karanveer, do you understand Punjabi?
Of course.
But you don't have Punjabi on your device, right?
No.
Bummer.
They should add Punjabi.
No, yeah. It's hard with when they don't have characters that match everything. It's a bummer.
It is. So, Karanveer, for those who are listening and can't see how you're accessing your device or don't know what device you're using, can you tell us a little bit about what AAC you use and how you access?
Yeah. I'm using the iGaze system.
On what device?
Microsoft Surface.
Right.
What language system is on that? Is it Unity? Is it WordPower? Is it, what is it? SnapPod?
I'm using Communicator 5.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So are there devices that have Punjabi as an option? Is there any that we know of?
No.
Well, sounds like a job for you.
But they have Hindi.
Yeah.
I've seen Hindi on Avaaz, but I don't think Avaaz has Punjabi. I think they have other Indian languages. Yeah.
So going back to that time when you lived in India, how long was that?
I spent 10 years.
10 years. Oh,
that's a huge chunk.
Yeah. And wow. Yeah.
And in that entire time, you did not have a wheelchair or a device? And well, I guess you were using the phone a little bit, but you didn't have a wheelchair in that entire 10 years?
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, that you must have gotten heavy after 10 years. why is that, KP? Was it is it because it's not very accessible in India? Like, even if you had a chair, that it's really challenging to
it's very challenging for us because his body is very stiff, and mm-hmm. they have like a normal wheelchairs, and it's very hard to find. We try everywhere, but we could not find any right person to make a wheelchair for him
that would accommodate for his kind of specificity.
Yeah, it was so hard.
I bet.
What about communication systems?
They don't have a lot of options.
Right.
Right. Is that true for communication systems too? Was there someone who?
Yeah.
I never see this kind of like technology over there.
Are people with disabilities treated differently in India than they are in the United States?
Yeah.
In what way?
Actually, they think people with disabilities can't do anything in their lives.
Okay, so that presumed competence, or at least potential for competency, is not there. Okay. Well, then what did education look like for you?
They didn't allow me to join school.
Oh.
Because of your disability?
Okay, so who taught you how to read?
By myself.
Really?
I'm just curious about that, Karnvir. I've heard a few AAC users say that they've had school, and they kind of taught themselves to read. So they've had experience with literacy instruction, but there's a lot they did themselves. But I am so curious to hear how you did that.
I asked my parents to get me iPod Touch, and I go on YouTube.
Oh, clever.
So, KP, you have to know, based on all his facial expressions, that he is in there, that he is understanding everything you're saying, that he's responding. What was that like to have, this boy who you knew had the potential to learn, not be able to experience school?
I always, when he show me on the, when he start to play on the iPod, and I was know he's very smart. I hired one person to teach him, but they did not teach him English, but they teach him like math. And that time I know his memory is very good, and he memorized very fast everything. And then we always buy something where he can play. So we bought like iPad, iPod, iPhone always, so he can play and he let us know what he want. But he always play the games and he can write small spelling. And but then I know he's well. Then when we came back over here, and when he get this device, and when he called me first time mom, and he learned very fast. And I was so surprised. So he can learn if I don't go to India. So he can be past the school. He can go to the college. But we can't do nothing that time. So, but he learned very fast this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how old were you, Karnveer, when you got your device?
He was, I think, 2016. He was more than 18 year old.
So pretty stark differences
I
between.
was 20.
He was 20. He was
Oh,
20 that time. Yeah, 20.
so pretty stark differences in what just what was available to you.
Yeah.
Did you experience any discrimination being from India?
No, never, never.
Never. Karanbir?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, I was thinking about having the different languages in your home. How have you gotten around that, where you have access to one language but not another that is pretty prominent in your life?
I use Google Translate.
Oh, me too.
So
Interesting.
you write something in your device and then you cut and paste it into Google Translate so it comes out in Punjabi?
Yes.
Nice.
But it doesn't have good grammar.
So are there things about your culture, KP and Karnveer, that you might want people to know when they're interacting with you?
My mom will answer this question.
Yeah, in our Punjabi culture, we cannot call older people by their names.
Okay.
Yeah. So it consider like disrespectful.
Oh.
So with respect, we call like older people like auntie G, uncle G, like mother.
Okay.
If it's the older, if it's like a very older, we say grandma, grandpa, mother, brother, sister. So
Okay.
by their age, it's a highly respectful in our community.
You often refer to people as Miss, like Miss Sarah or Miss Brenda. Is that kind of impacted
Yeah.
from your that piece of your culture that your mom's talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Are there other things you can think of that it would be good for therapists to know about your culture to better understand you?
We follow Sikhism, where Sikh means learner. In our family, we speak a mix of four languages. However, our primary language is Punjabi, as we believe it's important to teach children our main language. We are proud of our culture. This helps them establish a strong connection with their grandparents.
Yeah, importance of
Sorry.
family.
In India, you have a lot of multi-generational families, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And I
Yeah.
know, and we don't have that very often here now.
Like we live together, like with our sons and daughters go to their in-laws' home, but the son live with their parents.
So thinking back, both KP and Karnveer, thinking back, what were some of the ther qualities of the therapist that were most successful with you? What made somebody in your mind a very a good therapist working with you and your family?
I prefer in-person services because my therapists can understand me better compared to online sessions.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm guessing a sense of humor went a long ways with you. Did you ever have in-home services?
Yeah, when I was in India.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got a massage over there. He got a and physical therapy in home.
Speech therapy too.
Oh, you did. You had them all in your home.
Well, are there certain things that you consider when having therapists or people come to your home?
Just be respectful.
Yeah. What and what does that look like for you?
Treating us nice.
Politeness.
Yeah.
KP, I remember that you're a good chef. I've heard from Rose. Tell me, was it you, Karinder, you made a website for her? Or was it a YouTube? You had a cooking show? What? Tell me about that.
It's YouTube.
Yes, before Akanvir helped me to make a YouTube because I cook and he edit my movies. But in that Corona time, we stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will start again, but I'm very busy with Karanveer and with my granddaughter. I have 1.5-year-old granddaughter, too.
I think yeah. I saw that she came to ATIA, right?
Yes. Yes.
Plus, I don't have enough time to edit.
Okay.
You're yeah, too he's busy. Taking classes and he's busy all the time. So I don't want to give him a hard time.
Karan dear, have you been back to India in your wheelchair with your device?
Not yet. Probably next month.
He will take his device so then he can explain everything to the people.
Yeah. But that will be so inspiring, both to the adults who remember you as a child and to other children that I am, you know, identify with you,
yes,
to see how independent you are in mobility and in communication with the technology advances that were offered to you.
Yes. Sometimes media, they come and they can ask a question, then the people will...
Talk with them.
Yeah, people will know about him. Media follow always new things over there.
You're a mentor here, Karinder, and you like talking to people about your experiences.
Yeah.
So. That's exciting.
But you didn't get that. When you were in India, you didn't have like, oh, I want to be like that guy driving his power chair and talking on his device, right? So you didn't have that. No. But now you can be, you're that representative for that, those others just like you, which is so great.
I think I'm a normal person.
Well, yeah. So do we. Well, as normal as any of us are.
Is there anything else you want us to know or any stories you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Yeah. I never learned how to give up, and I don't want to learn that. Plus, everyone shouldn't give up. Go for it, then. Don't look back.
Yeah. Great advice.
He always make us happy. And whatever he asked, I will pass this class. He always proved that. And I always think, you know, can you do that? He said, Mom, don't worry, I will do that. He make us happy all the time. I'm so proud to be his mom.
Well, thank you so much for being on here and telling us about your experience.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for joining us. Now we're joined by Rose Roscoe, who works for the Special Education Technology Center, but who has worked with Karanveer for many years. So I'll let you tell us a little bit about that in a minute, Rose, and Karanveer himself. So Rose and Karanveer, how long have you guys known each other?
We met each other in second grade and then did some work together at elementary, a little bit later in elementary, definitely in middle school. And then we had a long kind of gap period when he was in India, and then we got back together toward the end of high school and into transition, and have a strong, that's where we really started making headway with our with AAC and getting him equipment and opportunities.
So you knew Karanveer before he had an AAC system?
He was using switches when I first met him.
Oh, okay. So what were the switches connected to?
To a computer. Karanveer, do you remember, were you using your head in the beginning, or were you trying to do some hand switches? I'm trying to remember way back in the beginning.
Yeah, my head.
Yeah, his head. And then I remember well when he got his first Mercury communication system in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a high-end machine, and the challenge was to, because Karanveer figured out, his brother at the time, who was a couple years older than him, was the techiest one in the family. So we had to go at the pace that the family is comfortable with and figure out how they could support him. And, you know,
it was slow.
Yeah, it was slow in the beginning because we had to all learn a pretty complicated system that first AAC, it was the complete dynamic.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just something that you did at school, Rose. It was right away you were really involved in incorporating the family and did.
Yes, and trying to help them get comfortable with it. Karanveer, what is your memory of your family's involvement at the beginning? I remember your brother being your right-hand man. I think he even helped us do some programming and stuff.
That's right.
When you were working with Karanveer and his family, what were there any cultural considerations that you felt were important to best meet his needs?
Yes. I mean, the family schedule was a big one. I remember doing some home visits as early as elementary school, getting to know the family and meeting his physical needs in the way that, you know, they wanted to do it. And also the family tended to stay up later and sleep in later. So like, when was the best time of day to interact and do things? They were still, you know, doing a lot of back and forth and had a lot of connections in India. So like, for instance, you know, we'd get going on some things and then the family would decide they were going to go do some more time in India. So, you know, had to respect their family priorities and figure out when he was here, how could we support, but also respect, you know, their need to move at different times.
I'm curious, what were Karanveer's literacy skills when you met him in second grade? Because when we ask him about learning to read, he's like, I think I taught myself and I don't remember not being able to do that. What do you remember about his literacy skills, how he acquired those, and how those progressed over the years?
I think he was always, from the very beginning, anyone that's worked with him knew he was bright cognitively. But I think in the younger years, and again, like when I first met his mom, she was almost always speaking Punjabi. So there's a bilingual household. And, you know, maybe his exposure to English wasn't as consistent as some other students. So he had the language.
Yeah.
He had to learn two languages at once. And like he said in some of his speeches, sometimes even four languages, because there were different dialects, depending on if he was here with family in India. And then he had periods of time where he wasn't around English or school. So then he had to teach himself, you know. He talks about his brother exposing him to YouTube and letting him, you know, reach out through the internet world and be exposed to information and new ideas. So, yeah, I think just that the language being spoken in the home, that the multiple languages, and then again, we're dealing with communication systems and literacy where, you know, yes, there's English.
But India has so many languages.
Many mm-hmm. They do. Are you literate in Punjabi or other Indian languages?
No, I can't read and write in Punjabi, Hindi, and Urdu.
So, and it, you told us before that you use Google Translate often as a tool. And then Rose mentioned your brother exposing you to YouTube.
And he started, my understanding is that he really got into this when he was in India and he wasn't in a formal school. He had some teachers coming to his house, and then he would surf the internet and YouTube and watch videos to learn things about English and math and different, you know, things that were going on. So he learned to kind of seek information through the internet on his own to augment what he was doing with his teachers in India. And then, of course, that continued on when he came back to the States.
With you not being able to use your device to speak the language in India, was it a lot of them asking you yes and no questions?
Yeah, exactly. People had to guess what I wanted to say.
Yeah. So there must have been such a stark contrast then when you came back to the States and you were able to say what you wanted to say without waiting for somebody to present you with the right ideas.
You know, of course, we wanted him to communicate, and I know he wanted to communicate, but the family also had a lot of priorities around physical therapy. They wanted him to be able to stand. They hoped to have him walk someday. They wanted to know how to handle him for showering, equipment, wheelchairs. There were so many other things. So there were times when we had to kind of go with the priority for them culturally and as a family at that time. And then when the time was ripe, you know, for communication, we would go down those roads. But often, again, because it was more complicated with the computer and programming and just, you know, for them, it felt like a heavier lift. It took a while to really get it going. And like I said, I think it took off finally when he came back when he was like, you know, 16. That's when it really, he was ready to take it on, and the family was ready. They knew English better. They were more immersed in the States. So I don't know, Carver, if you have more to add to that, but that was my experience with you.
Just honoring the parents' priorities.
Yeah.
My parents want me to be independent. That's why.
And that's so important. Whatever, whoever family we're working with, that's just a good reminder to think about what the family values and what's most important at that time. I'm wondering, you know, all four of us here have our own culture, and we've been learning a bit more about that there are all aspects and things in our lives that add to our own culture. Is there anything that you can think of that was a consideration for you, either working with therapists in Bellevue or working with teachers or interacting with people in India? Either culture considerations you can think of or things that stood out?
In my culture, we like to give older people respect, but American culture is totally different.
Right. You mentioned like saying Mr. So-and-so or Miss So-and-so.
Yeah, I think two themes I've heard you talk about, having that the communication device allowing you to access Punjabi, right, to create messages without Google Translate. And the second thing was just really the cultural piece of people needing to know more than one language. I think a lot of American culture is, oh, we have English, that's all we need. But I think all of us, whether we have another culture, and most of us do from somewhere, wanting to be at least bilingual, if not more, you know, understanding other languages so we can communicate.
But exactly.
Strong feelings about that you've expressed in the past. I think something kind of fun and interesting is, as Conger has developed video editing skills using his, you know, eye gaze and his head mouse, he was doing a lot of music videos, editing for his brothers and her brother and their groups. And also made some really neat video of his parents' wedding. So there was some really, in different speeches he's done in the past, he shared some of these videos, which really portrayed who he is in his culture and who his family is. And I feel like like AAC and of course computer and his video editing gave him access to expressing himself culturally. Did you have any other thoughts about that, Karanveer? How between video editing and the AAC, how it helped you to show other people your culture or express that? Because they love the music videos that you made.
Yeah, I've seen one.
I express my feelings through the video editing and, of course, writing.
That's awesome. That's such a unique skill for anyone to have, and it's incredible to do that through alternative access.
If you go out and get a link to the PrintKey lecture that he did, he has a slide with five QR codes for five different videos.
Perfect.
Right, embedded in his presentation.
I think listeners might be intrigued to watch that.
So, Karanveer, we loved talking to you and your mom, and then you and Rose.
All right. Take care, you guys.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a marvelous day.
You too.